This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Well, thank you so much for that round of applause. It's so nice of everyone in the studio to greet me like that every week. Hello and welcome to Stage Door with me, Kevin Wilson. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about the weather. I mean, the forecast for this week isn't bad, admittedly. There's a chance of a few showers on Thursday. But all around the country, there's been some pretty dire weather, hasn't there, for holidaymakers? It's been quite a sad August so far. It's all right today, though, and tomorrow looks okay. But it just struck me, I think, what day was it when we had the downpour? Was it Wednesday last week? Absolutely belting it down. But what did people do? They sort of got in the cars and went to shops and things, didn't they? And we always do that, don't we? And I just think maybe we need to be a bit more creative, especially when we're on holiday. I mean, we should have a holiday from shopping occasionally, shouldn't we? So, and I know it's tough, I do. But try doing something crazy. So, for instance, a few ideas for you. So if the weather's bad, kids are kicking up a bit of a fuss and getting impatient, try making a tent out of bed sheets. Yeah, and have a picnic in your hotel room, or even in your tent, I suppose. You could make another tent, couldn't you? And you could, what else could you do? You could use lemon juice. Do you remember doing that, anybody? Using lemon juice as like invisible ink. And then if you write messages, you hold the paper up to the light and you can see what's been written. Oh, yes, I remember that. So exciting. You could write secret messages to lots of people, couldn't you? No, I said secret, not obscene. You could make tin can phones. Do you remember them? Anybody do that? I did. In fact, I still use one. It saves on the phone bill. You can connect tin cans with string and make phone calls. I mean, yeah, there's loads of things you can do if it's raining. Or if you haven't got any tin cans. All right, yoghurt pots are just as good, I'm told. And also, watch a film in style. Don't just put a DVD on and slump there in misery. Make it an event. Invite people round. Shine torches on the sofa to show them to their seats. Get ice creams and popcorn and eat noisily while you're watching the film. You see, so many ideas. But the best one of all, I reckon, I remember this when I was a kid, definitely. You're on holiday, it's raining. We're in a seaside hotel. I think it was Shanklin, actually, and it rained, so there's nothing new there. But we went for a swim. So we just, never mind, a rude word this. We will just go for a swim. So, yeah, we trotted off onto the beach, nobody else around. Just thought, we're going to get wet anyway. And we just had a great swim. Fantastic. You were wet anyway. But if all that wears you out, all right, go shopping. But let's hope for good weather for the rest of this week because there's so much happening on the Isle of Wight. So, as promised, it's Stage Door. What's happening? It's the best events guide on Vectis Radio on Mondays. Probably. So, coming up, Isle of Wight Garlic Festival, 19th to 20th of August. It's food and entertainment at its finest. Lots of creative ways to have garlic. Isle of Wight Scooter Rally, 25th to 28th of August. It's a tradition that scooterists have been coming to the Isle of Wight since the 1950s, when owning a scooter was like part of being a mod, along with wearing sharp suits, of course. The Island Steam Show at Haven Street, same bank holiday weekend, 25th to 28th, a celebration of all things steam, and this year is the 43rd year of the Steam Show. 26th to 27th of August, the 200 mile Cowes Classic 2017 offshore powerboat race, I think I got that title right, sets off from Cowes on Sunday the 27th of August. It's a big, big event, quite a spectacle. And first weekend of September, it's the Wolverton Manor Garden Fair, largest, probably the most popular garden fair on the island, held in the grounds of Wolverton Manor, which is a beautiful Jacobean house. A bit closer tomorrow, in fact, it's the Children's Sandcastle Building event on Compton Beach. That starts at 10:30. Weather forecast looks pretty good for that, so get down there. It's good fun. And a shameless plug for something that I'm putting on, Shanklin Theatre. It's on tonight, Tuesday and Wednesday. It's the Ray Cooney farce, Funny Money, presented by Origins Theatre, who promised 2 hours of silliness, which can't be bad. And you can book for that at shanklintheatre.com. And don't forget, there's a great maritime-themed open exhibition at Key Arts. It's open every day, whatever the weather, of course. Plus, a nice quirky one for you and the whole family to enjoy, 50 things to do before you're 11 and 3 quarters, and that's at Mottiston Gardens, a lovely National Trust place around Brighstone, between Brighstone and where? Head from Brighstone heading towards Freshwater, that sort of direction. Yeah, so loads and loads going on. Make the most of it all.
www.vectusradio.com.